language is developed, you see, on two levels. It's developed by the common people who use it, but it's also developed by men who shape it, who deliberately invent words or bring words in from other languages, who form phrases which are peculiarly memorable and which seem to sum up certain phases of human experience, so that our lives are frequently filled up without our knowing it with phrases from men like Shakespeare. When we say, you know, at one fell swoop, he did it at one fell swoop, we're just quoting Shakespeare, one fell swoop. When we say, oh, that's a household word, we're quoting Shakespeare again. We're quoting Shakespeare even when we use a word like weird. That's a weird sort of experience. We're talking about a weird play or a weird comic. Weird is first used by Shakespeare in the sense we use it now. The older meaning was of fate, meant fate. To get away from Shakespeare, when we use a word like sensual, or a word like eyewitness, we're using words that were first used by poets, by John Milton, in fact. Eyewitness first occurs in Samson Agonistes. It's an invention by a poet, which of course we then tend to use because it's useful. In Chaucer, we have the phrase murder will out, mordre will out. It's this kind of accumulation of phrases, accumulation of words used in a special sense that builds up a language. I'm not suggesting for one moment that it's only literature that counts. But if it weren't for the writers, the language would be a rather poor thing. It would just be a slangy, vivid medium without a great deal of capacity for plumbing, you know, these depths of psychological complexity. That's all I'm suggesting.